Welcome, sweet seekers of sustenance and holy crumbs. This is the Mixed Monks Podcast, where flavor is our scripture and flaky layers our liturgy. I'm Brother Horatio, patron saint of pastries and lover of butter in scandalous amounts.
And I am Brother Hugo, guardian of culinary clarity, preserver of palate precision, and here to rescue scones from Horatio's chaos.
Ah, yes, the scone. Born in Britain, named after the stone of destiny itself. Regal, dignified, served with tea and an alarming amount of clotted cream.
Whereas the American biscuit emerged from the southern hearth, humble, hearty, and built for gravy, not tea parties. Where scones lean sweet and stately, biscuits lean savory and simple.
The English scone is slightly crumbly, lightly sweet, often dotted with currants or raisins. It begs to be split open, slathered with jam, and crowned with cream until it looks like a dairy cathedral.
Meanwhile, the American biscuit is buttery, soft, and layered, flaky folds designed to capture sausage gravy or honey. The scone is prim, the biscuit is plush. One belongs at high tea, the other on a Sunday morning plate beside fried chicken.
In England, the great debate is jam first or cream first. Entire friendships have been shattered over this order.
In America, the controversy is less refined. Buttermilk or no buttermilk, and whether biscuits should be square or round. Practical matters, rooted in kitchens rather than kingdoms.
So, dear listeners, whether you prefer the queenly scone or the homespun biscuit, remember, both are vessels of buttered bliss.
And both remind us, flour, fat, and a touch of leaven can divide nations, but unite bellies.
Now pass the clotted cream and the gravy. I see no reason why we can't be ecumenical about carbs.
Mixed Monk, taste the adventure.